It's time for the local beat with Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Of course, is brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers in Elyria on East Broad Street. They are a trusted name in jewelry. As we welcome in Mr. Dave O'Brien again from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today?
Doing well, Rocco. Thank you.
Great to hear. Great to hear, Dave. And the first story I wanted to start with was actually something penned by a colleague of yours, Lena Yost. It was in Tuesday morning's Chronicle Telegram, and it was talking about a demolition grant for a building downtown over there on, I actually forget the street that it's on now that I'm looking at the story, but yeah, what are the details here? Broad Street, there it is. What are the details with this one?
So we're looking at the building that's at 381 Broad Street, next to the old Michael Godless Law Building, and basically this building has been, you know, they put off maintenance, and there's a lot of issues. Just that, you know, the bricks falling apart, the building's been gutted on the inside. All the copper was stripped out by you know, thieves and vandals. The cost of the demolition here is about $161,000. The city's going to pony up about $50,000 worth of that. And then the ownership group, which is Diversified Investment Company, LLC, which has owned the building since 2015, that's a corporation that's got some backing from, say, like the owner of the Foundry Kitchen and Bar, you know, one of the owners there, Kevin Flanagan. That's that same corporation that's, you know, they're in the same, they use the same P.O. box, you know, so that's how we kind of determine when these things sometimes, you know, come up in front of us. And so basically, the city's gonna, you know, gonna spend a little bit of money. The ownership has to spend a little bit of money. The grant is particularly from the city is coming out of issue six funds, that the city has diverted to this demolition program. And, the demolition would then have to take place within 90 days of being approved by Elyria City Council.
Interesting, interesting. And this seems, you know, like something that, again, reading through some of the story here, Mayor Frank Whitfield doesn't necessarily want to make a habit out of with some of the buildings in downtown, but for the ones that are kind of unrecoverable from an economic standpoint, it seems like this will be the way to go.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, people talk about, we've had many discussions, you know, with readers and with, you know, with officials in the, you know, in the city and the county as well, about, you know, well, why can't you put a business in there? Well, sometimes the startup costs that it would require a business to bring things up to code are just beyond even, you know, your millionaire developers. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not worth putting in, say, $250,000 for a business that's, you know, or $500,000 for a business that's going to do, say, like takeout food. You know, you have to bring all these things up to code, and plus, you know, all your infrastructure, you know, some of your, some of the infrastructure, some of the building, you know, foundations have issues. The walls are leaking or falling apart. There's no roof. We've seen some of that with say, you know, right across the street from the radio station there, the building that was next to the Foundry. They hope to save that, the one that's sandwiched in between the Foundry Kitchen and Bar and also the old fast food restaurant there. Tried to save it, but weren't really able to do so. And so outdoor dining, a patio, you know, some sort of, you know, outdoor music space, something like that would be much more beneficial, or to build, you know, kind of the idea they've had over there is, you know, do a catering service, you know, or events, things like that. That's a little bit more approachable than, say, rehabilitating an entire building. And then you have to pay back that cost over time by doing business.
Absolutely, absolutely. Again, being joined by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram with our Local Beat segment here. Dave, another story I wanted to touch on here. A planned permanent supportive housing project over on East Broad Street, right here in Elyria, supposed to be receiving some extra funds. This was on Monday, I believe. What can you tell us about this?
So this is a 62-unit permanent supportive housing development that basically is going to be a building right there kind of at East Bridge and East River Street. This has been in progress for a couple years now. I remember reporting on it, you know, when I first started back in late 2018 with the Chronicle. And what you're going to see is, you know, folks with mental health issues or recovering from addiction who are kind of in transit to their own, their own personal lives, like maybe coming out of recovery housing and then going through a process where they have this supportive housing outlet, where they can stay in one of the apartments there. They have access to a social worker. It's a secure building. They don't allow, you know, visitors off hours. You know, they'll chase away anybody who tries to come by and, you know, say, sell drugs and things of that nature. But this is a building that both Eden Core and Pearl Development, and they specialize in this kind of housing. They have some of these units in, say, Cleveland. You know, basically they're coming together and saying, hey, you know, if we can get somebody who, you know, who maybe lost their house or was in the middle of addiction and they're in recovery, and they can come through here, live here for, you know, a couple months, up to a year, maybe a little bit more, and then go from there, we can give them the support that they need to then move into their own apartment, move into their own house, you know, go back to their family. And that's the kind of thing we're talking about right here. And this is property that originally was in the Lorain County Land Bank, and now there was some controversy between the city and the county where the city wanted to save this property for possible future commercial economic development under former Mayor Holly Brinda. The county said, look, we have a developer here now who wants this property, and this is what we're planning to do with it. Pearl and Eden came along with their funding as well. And now the state has ponied up about $500,000 to wow. help make this a reality.
Well, that's very cool. Very cool to see that project and that facility get some of the funding that it needs to get up and going, because certainly from the sounds of it, a lot of people getting the help that they need in some troubling times, no doubt about it. Dave, any upcoming stories this week or in the next coming days that we should be on the lookout for from you or any of your colleagues, really?
Well, one kind of interesting thing, and it's a little bit administrative, basically, the county auditor's office is going to be doing a large property sale on Friday, and I'm working up a story in preparation for that, kind of a preview story for folks. And there's an awful lot of, you know, land out there in Elyria, Lorain, North Ridgeville, especially in this particular sale that has not been developed, or because the owner didn't pay their required property taxes, has been now forfeited to the state and is going to be sold. Some of it's, you know, lots in old developments that basically were unfinished. So if you want to, you know, fence in, you know, this empty lot next to you, if you want to buy it and fence it in and put it in a pool, or, you know, have some area for your kids to run around, or put in a basketball court or something like that, there's some areas of North Ridgeville where this development didn't come to pass. Now, there's still neighbors, but there's also, you know, also some empty lots that they're coming up for sale, and I'll have more on that in the Chronicle in the coming days. And there's also some, you know, some older, you know, commercial buildings that have come up because the ownership just basically kind of locked the door and walked away, and now you have a property that where you'd have to come in and pay the outstanding taxes and outstanding court costs associated with that forfeiture, that tax foreclosure. It's really just kind of an interesting thing. You know, there's some property out there still for development. We'll have more on that in the Chronicle.
Well, we will certainly be on the lookout for it, Dave. Thank you for the insight into that. And again, we will certainly be on the lookout for that in the coming days, which brings me to my favorite portion of the week. What do you have for us in the way of scanner stories for us?
Well, I'm going to give you this one. Hashtag scanner for the win. Quote, a male stole two cases of beer and was last seen headed toward Domino's. And then it follows up to say the correction, he stole only one case, dropped another on the way out, but he's still walking towards the pizza shop.
Yeah, well, he got the one and he's still in for a fun Friday evening, so he didn't lose out too much on that one case of beer, I suppose.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dave, very much for the insight, as always, with the scanner stories and for the happenings around Lorain County. As always, I appreciate the time. Look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Sounds good, Rocco. We'll see you then.